All right, Mike, so now let's move on to Class 3 and Class 4 prices.
You bet. Over at the CME on midday Tuesday, we saw December trading at an 18.58. We've got the first quarter of 2022 trading at 19.96 in January and up to 20 bucks in March. We've got second quarter trading an average value of 19.65. Third quarter trading an average trade value of 1975. Over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing December trade at 1978. We've got first quarter Class 4 trading 2045. Second quarter Class 4 trading 2044. And third quarter Class 4 trading at $20. Some very, very strong Class 4 prices, which leads me to wonder as well whether we'll be able to continue those strong exports into some of our lead customers. But those are very competitive numbers as well at the global trade event. So I don't really have too many large concerns for that.
All right, Mike, let's jump into the dairy RPs.
We're seeing that Class 3 is trading quarter 1 at $18.99 for 23 cents. We're seeing Class 3 quarter 2 trade at $18.68. for 38 cents. We're seeing Class 3 quarter 3 trade for $18.65 for 44 cents. So that's a pretty pricey ticket on quarters 2 and 3, but definitely if you're looking to take further dairy RP positions in Class 3, that $18.99 for 23 cents in the first quarter looks like a very good one to take. When you look over at the dairy RP Class 4 side, quarter 1 trading a 19.37 for 15 cents, quarter 2 trading a 19.38 for 30 cents, and then quarter 3 trading a 19.18 for 37 cents. All fairly good values, especially if we start to see fall off in Class 4 prices due to the increased value of those not allowing exports to probably trade as freely as we've seen in the past several months. We'd like to remind our producers that today, the 15th, is the last day to get your dairy RP in for quarter one, so you may want to get a look at that if you still have some positions to fill.
So, Mike, what is something we can look forward to for next week?
Oh, next week, we've got a flurry of reports that will be coming out. We'll be looking at milk production as well as cold storage. So both of those are very big indicators as to how product has been moving and what demand is doing with that as well. We have seen last month where milk production had fallen off the year before's numbers. So if we see that trend again, we'll see even further boost in some of our Class 3 and Class 4 pricing.
Well, perfect, Mike. As always, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us.
You bet.
That's going to wrap up this hour of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Make sure you tune in bright and early Thursday morning for more.